This is Jade Robran.
Good afternoon. What does it feel like to be completely surrounded by a digital world that reacts to the way you move? Sounds cool, doesn't it? Immerse is an event on in Adelaide right now. And to tell us more about it, I'm joined by Nathan Basley, Director of Immerse, and also Nick Johnstone, co-founder of Light Adelaide. Guys, welcome to the program. How are you?
Great. Thank you very much for having us.
This sounds pretty, very cool. I think my kids would be all over this, and I would love you to explain how on earth does it work?
Oh, sure. Okay. So imagine, say, an IMAX screen, a big, impressive, vivid screen in front of you, but then imagine that wraps right around you. So you're walking into a show that literally surrounds you. You can turn around and see it from all angles. So that's the kind of impact of the shows that we're putting on through Immerse. But then imagine you can also interact with those visuals. So it's not a lean back experience where you're sitting in the cinema and you just watch the show unfold. You can actually interact and move to change the visuals in front of you. So that's what immersion, our headline experience, is all about.
And so what does it actually feel like? Does it attack all the senses?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. It's if you've ever done something like VR, you put on goggles and you're instantly taken to a different world. And what we wanted to get away from there is that sense of being alone when you put on goggles, and it's a great experience, but it's just you in there.
Mm.
This you can do with 40 other people, and whether they're your family, your friends, or complete strangers, it's different when you're in there together and you're experiencing the same thing at the same time.
Okay, so when you enter, what do you see? Where are you taken to?
Sure. Well, the storyline itself is basically charting through 50 million years of the significance of water to South Australia. So we really wanted to set out, especially in our first year this year for Immerse, to tell a uniquely South Australian story. And so it goes from when South Australia was covered in rainforests and there was an abundance of water, to the Kaurna significance of water throughout the Adelaide Plains region, and then right through to how animals and plants react to water in the space, and then, you know, to our experiences with water now. And the main aim, I think, is we wanted to get across this incredible insignificance that comes from just the impact that water has on our lives and the impact it's had on South Australia as a state.
We've got a little snippet of the program. We're going to play it for you now.
More than 60,000 years ago, this land made its first connections with man, and in every place, careful use of and care for water provided life. Its location also provided meaning.
Karawarapari, or River Torrens, runs from the hills in the east of our country to the coast in the west. This freshwater system that runs through our country means our people are never far from fresh water.
So that was the voice of Eric Thompson there. He narrates the audiences and takes you on this beautiful journey that really has a strong focus on South Australia. Why has that been so important?
I think for what Light is and what it's trying to achieve, the whole focus of Light as an organisation is to highlight the best of South Australian creativity, technology and performance in one location. And so for this first year of Immerse, an event that really aims to highlight all of the things that Light is trying to do throughout the whole year, we really wanted to make sure that all of the content that we put on that screen to showcase what we could do and how we could do it was also very uniquely South Australian.
So, Nick, how did you become involved in this project?
So about 18 months ago, after being not able to travel to work because of COVID, hit a few people, but I usually work overseas, and so I've been in Adelaide for 18 months now, and my partner and I, Sophie, thought we wanted to do something to give back to the South Australian community that was really culturally significant, and we thought blending art with technology, with hospitality inside this beautiful old building that we purchased on Light Square was a great way of doing that. And we've been up running since February of this year, and we've seen hundreds of shows and hundreds of different ways in which people want to interact with technology and art.
How on earth do you come up with this idea?
Very good question, Jade.
Where do you start?
Yeah, look, I think part of the driving force has been being lucky enough to have seen so many different types of performances all around the world over many, many years, and really feeling that performance could be enhanced by technology, not just from a visual wow sense, but from a truly creative sense. Mm. And technology is now at a place where we can take that technology and put it into the hands of the artists so that they can then take people on journeys that would never before have been possible. We can take people to Paris or to London or to Ghana country or to a Kangaroo Island beach. And it's not just that they're background stills. These are live, living walls that surround you. And so we've had these performances in our performance space in the lab, and there's lots of shows in the lab, which is a surround performance space in immersion and mm-hmm. playing all the time. And we also have immersion, which is where there's even more LED screens, which is displaying this amazing story of the of South Australia and its significant the significance of water. So blending technology, which Adelaide does very well mm-hmm. and is increasingly focused on, blending creativity. We all know we're the festival city in Australia and indeed regarded, and the best of food provenance. We have a restaurant called Aurora in our ground floor, which is again focused on people and hospitality in the best of South Australia. You blend all that together, you put it in a building at 63 Light Square, and you see what happens. And that's what this is all about.
And magic can happen.
We hope so.
So there's a lot of different parts to light, isn't there? Can you explain a little about each?
Sure. So on the creative and the art side, we have the lab, mm-hmm. and that's curated by Anne Weiberg, who's also the music, the director of South Australian music, in the music industry. And she, we curate independent artists, usually, a lot of South Australian artists, but more so now traveling artists, because guess what? Our borders are open as of tomorrow, I believe.
Yes.
So we'll be seeing a lot more diversity. And we have shows from Wednesday to Saturday night that range from classical to rock to music theatre. We have Restless Dance Theatre Company coming and performing two shows, for example, on Wednesday night. So people can look and see what genre they choose from. So there's the performance side. There's then the hospitality side. We have bars. We have our restaurant Aurora. We have a cafe called Little Mission. And then there's really this next side, which is where immersion is being held in the Ellipse, which is all about how can we use this technology creatively, for example, for film production, for emerging filmmakers, for music video makers, or indeed to put on shows like Immersion, where people really get to interact with these groundbreaking assets, which are living walls, would be the best way I could describe it.
So, Nathan, I'd love to ask you, how are people responding to it? When they walk in, what are you physically seeing from them?
Open mouths is usually the reaction, and, you know, an inhalation of breath because it is we deliberately sort of keep everything quite low and dark when people first walk in. So we only reveal the full, vivid 360 degrees of LED wall going up 4 metres all around you. So it's quite impressive, and it's quite overwhelming when we first power it up in our first sort of full surround scene. And so we deliberately sort of tease that out over the first 5 minutes of the presentation, and you can hear that moment when the screens really fire up in that first vivid landscape where people go, oh. My favorite thing is hearing kids, though, because they don't hold back and they go, wow, mum.
cool.
And that's really, really special, just that moment where they go, oh, this is different than anything, more different than anything I've seen before. And it's a world first, and it's one of those things where I think it's very easy to forget about that, because we're surrounded by different types of technology all the time. And to be able to have this location with these incredible technologies all playing a part to tell a uniquely South Australian story in the Adelaide CBD, that is rivaling the kinds of presentations that would be happening in Tokyo and New York and London, is an incredibly fortunate thing for South Australia that Nick and Sophie have put the time and money and mental load into developing this space, because it's not easy to do, and they've chosen this place to do it.
Nick, you laughed at the mental load. So yeah. It's been heavy, huh?
Look, one never goes into a new venture that hasn't actually been done before and expect it to be a cruisy ride. And
yeah.
No, you know, when you're halfway up Everest, you know, you could go back down, but that wouldn't be fun. You just keep going.
Keep challenging yourself.
Exactly. Just to reflect on Nathan's observations about what hits, you know, him. I mean, I think the core of what we're trying to do, whether it's in Immerse mm-hmm. or whether it's performances in the lab, is to open up that joy of creative wonder. So you know, truly imagining what else can be done in these spaces. And that's the feedback we constantly get from our artists and our audiences. Wow, what if you could transport, you know, this artist into this space and you could be in that environment together where you're genuinely feeling that you're there and that space is interactive and telling the story alongside the artist. These are really powerful things, and we've probably scratched 5% of the use case so far.
Mm. Everyone that goes in there, I feel like they come out with 5 ideas. Yeah. And so there's no shortage of ideas. It's just a matter of how we can get all of those people to be able to create something for those stages so we can give audiences such a wide variety of performances and shows in there on each level of that venue, all every day of every week of every year.
My mind goes to a place where you go, well, you know what, there's a lot of people out there that can't travel or desperately want to see Paris or London or go to KI Beach but just physically can't. You might be able to bring that dream to reality for these people. This could be a real life changer for many people.
You got it in one, Jade. That's exactly the sort of experiences. And when you combine with the fact that they can not just go to Kangaroo Island, but actually they could be eating, you know, oysters that were farmed there, or they could be seeing an artist that actually has written music about that space, so that it's more than just transporting. You've got all these other sensory inputs that make that space and that existence more relevant. And never could that experience be more needed than in the times we find ourselves in.
We're going to take a very short break, but more about Immerse coming up.
Say goodbye to power bills for good and access clean green energy from the sun with a 10 kilowatt rooftop solar system valued at $11,500 thanks to NRG Solar. 5AA's Radiothon is on this Friday, giving you the chance to bid on this amazing solar system thanks to NRG Solar, with all proceeds going to our friends at Variety, the children's charity. Visit 5AA.com.au. All thanks to NRG Solar, Variety SA and 1395, Adelaide's 5AA. If you suffer from enlarged prostate symptoms, you're not alone. Over 660 million aging men worldwide are affected by this condition. Symptoms include a frequent need to urinate both day and night, a weak stop-start urinary system, and a feeling of incomplete bladder emptying. An enlarged prostate can be treated, and that doesn't mean daily medication. Talk to your GP about your options, including proven minimally invasive treatments. Find out more at bphsolution.com.au.
We're all investors, and the biggest investment of all is buying our family home.
Sold. It's a heartfelt investment where we create memories.
We grow, outgrow, and upsize.
Even becoming empty nesters.
As life changes, so can your AMP Bank home loan, allowing you to tailor it to your needs. To apply, call your broker or visit amp.com.au. AMP, for the investor in all of us. T's and C's apply and are available at amp.com.au/bank terms.
It's VIP sale time at Fella Hamilton. For a limited time, Fella Hamilton has a special offer. Just sign up with them, either in store or online, and you'll save 20% off everything, including already reduced styles. That's right, 20% off absolutely everything just by signing up. Give your wardrobe a pick-me-up with the latest looks from their summer collections. This special VIP sale offer is available in-store, online, and through mail order, but getting quick as it ends this Sunday.
Do you think a concert pianist needs a builder's license?
No.
Does a chartered accountant need one?
Highly unlikely, Will.
Yes, but what about a house inspector?
Well, surely they need one.
No. Unfortunately, there are no regulations in the industry that say you must be a builder to become a house inspector. Mike Pearl from House Inspect Australia is a third-generation licensed builder, and his team is the most qualified team in Australia for house inspections.
It's the biggest purchase decision of your life, so don't risk it. Go to houseinspectaustralia.com.au.
Celebrate Christmas with the Angel of Australia, Marusha. Marusha has toured internationally with André Rieu and the Johann Strauss Orchestra for over 10 years. Don't miss Marusha performing Emerald City, Silent Night, White Christmas and other classics. The Christmas Memories Concert is on Friday, December 10 at 8 p.m. and Saturday, December 11 at 2:30 p.m. at the Regal Theatre, 275 Kensington Road, Kensington Park. Book early to avoid disappointment. Visit trybooking.com.
To stand the test of time, you need to be tough, made of the good stuff. You need style and tons of character, just like a Playford paver. Playford Pavers, one of the few companies that still make their own pavers for driveways, outdoor entertaining areas or paths. in a great range of colours and textures. And because Playford pavers make their own, you'll always pay less. Visit playfordpavers.com.au. playfordpavers.com.au.
Get into the holiday spirit this Christmas with Cheapest Chips.
Cheapest Chips.
Help Santa gift cheaper with gift ideas from $10, tons of toys from $5, and all your Christmas treats from $2. And to help deck the halls, there's Christmas decorations and accessories from $4. So, do holiday cheaper and get into the holiday spirit at Cheapest Chips. Go to cheapestchips.com, shop, click and collect, or have your Cheapest Chips Chrissy goodies delivered to your door.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA approved caravan crash repairer. This is Jade Robran.
And we're talking to Nathan Baisley, Director of Immerse, and also Nick Johnston, who is the co-founder of Light Adelaide. We are talking about that amazing Immerse event, which is on. It's completely surrounded by a digital world, and I'm going to play you a little bit of it.
Every drop of rain that hits you in a storm has lived a life you wouldn't believe. Most of it began life out amongst the stars, well before our solar system was even born. Then somehow, it ended up here, effortlessly sustaining all life, and carving our planet into what it is today.
Okay, so the team you've assembled is a star-studded, including the two of you, of course, but also they've played a hand in Marvel movies like Thor, Lego Movie, and also Harry Potter. So to work on something like this, wow, some of those ideas brought to you guys must be quite incredible. What a team.
Yeah, absolutely. The great thing about South Australia is it has this wealth of talent in the VFX industry. It's, you know, this incredible driving bed of innovation already, and has been for 10 years. You know, amazing companies like Rising Sun Pictures have done these incredible Hollywood films. And some of those very talented people are here and able to be put into these new technological pursuits. And the enthusiasm from them was just infectious. It was fantastic. Giving them this project and letting them work to a very big, very different canvas than they're used to, you know, a cinema screen as opposed to something that wraps right around their audience, was a challenge they really took hold of. So having those people and Model Farm, another great South Australian business, doing all of this visual work, because it's all built in the same sort of way that you would make a PlayStation game or an Xbox game or a computer game. But instead of putting it on a screen like that and putting a controller in people's hands, we bring them into this fully surround stage where they can watch this show and interact with their bodies rather than a controller.
You mentioned the water, which is extremely important here in South Australia, but what else? For those that are at home listening or in the office listening going, this is sounding cool, but what else is on offer? Where else will you transport me to? Where do they go?
Sure. So we take you to a prehistoric rainforest. Then we hover you out over the Adelaide Plains before, you know, buildings and things like that. As Jack Buckskin beautifully tells the story of the Kaurna significance around the River Torrens and what it meant to the Kaurna people for such a long period of time. Then we let you dive under the water and be under the water and control schools of fish with your hands, as we hear more about the different life, the mirror world, we call it, of life that is happening under the water while we're all exhibiting and living above it. Then we take you to a darkened Australian bush where Eric Thompson beautifully reads out an incredible poem from 1911 called Nighttime in the Bush. And his voice just anchors the whole thing. Mm. You know, anyone that's heard Eric Thompson's voice would just know that it has, as you heard before, that
he's like the Morgan Freeman of Australia.
He really is.
It's honey.
Yeah, it's
honey.
Is beautiful.
Yeah, and we were so blessed that he, you know, said yes to being a part of this production. He was really interested to see how storytelling could be adapted to new forms and new technology types, and so that was one of the reasons that he agreed to jump on board and help tell this story with us.
So this really appeals to everybody.
Yeah, it does, and you know, we've had every age group engage with both the experience inside the headline show Immersion, which that clip was from, and also the experiences around that. So we've got all these free digital exhibitions and digital works that are happening in and around Immerse. And then there's also, technology augmented reality tasting experiences. you can drink. The kids can play on with 3D glasses and see some of Rising Sun Pictures' amazing 3D work that they've done for movies like Thor, and I think there was X-Men segment there. So the experience isn't just immersion. Mm. There's all these other experiences that will gather attention from young to old, and as well as, you know, hopefully engaging people's joy of the love of hospitality and food and wine and provenance.
Well, we have been speaking about the sensory overload, which is not just sight and sound. You just touched on it quickly then about the food side of things as well. You've made that quite an experience.
It's so important to us because we think, South Australia does it so incredibly well. And often we go and eat food, but we don't really know the story behind the food.
No, not always.
We don't know the significance of how it was produced and the different nuances of flavours and textures. And when we have that information provided to us, I find, and I know, you know, others have certainly reflected, the experience is just so much more meaningful.
Yeah.
Because you're learning about, well, what was it to create this dish that is in front of me? And we use augmented reality to actually tell those stories as you're eating and dining on your phones. So you basically, everyone's used to using a QR code. Now we've all had to scan.
Yeah,
basically
we are.
Scan your QR code. Yep. And up will pop a story and an image that will hover over each of the food so that you'll be able to learn those sorts of stories. So this is an example of the way we're trying to innovate with technology to tell stories and provide meaningful engagement about things that are really important for South Australia.
But if you're at home and you're like, oh, hang on a moment, I'm not that tech savvy, that's so fine too, isn't it?
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Really doesn't matter, Jade. I mean, whatever level you want to engage, mm-hmm. I promise you there will be a really meaningful engagement, and doesn't matter if you don't have a phone, you'll still be able to eat the food, and then one of our team can come across and explain it to you in the normal way rather than the augmented reality way. Or alternatively, the kids, one of the things, we have a free exhibition from an artist called Tim Grucci, a digital artist, called Flow State, and there are projections that come down from the ceiling, and it creates this river of these beautiful digital images in a very large space, and the kids love playing in those spaces, and you see them crawling around and running after these beautiful flowing images whilst often the adults stand aside. So there really is a sense of playfulness, interactivity, yeah, and technological wonder. But, you know, whatever age, whatever your interest, I think you'll find something meaningful.
It sounds very playful and a time for us adults just to go back to your childhood and allow your imagination just to run wild.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I think there is something for all age groups. And my favourite thing is seeing multiple generations coming in and taking something different from the experience. Mm. Because like we said before, we didn't want this to feel like it's just about technology. What it is, it's about experience. Mm. And technology helps enable that. And young people take something very different out of that than their grandparents or their parents in between. And so seeing families of multiple generations coming in and taking different things from all of the different exhibits and things to enjoy there is just one of the best parts of the job.
So you're on until Saturday night? Sunday. Sunday is the last day.
Sunday evening.
And so where can everybody get tickets from if they'd like to go?
Head to our website, immerseadl.com.au, and you can get all of the details for all the different shows on there. There's heaps of different things to buy tickets to and to enjoy over the next few days.
So, and Wednesday, sessions are Thursday, about 45 minutes.
Yes, 45 minutes for the headline experience, but there's lots of other shows that you can get involved in there too. There's free experiences, there's bars, there's a restaurant downstairs, Aurora, which if you want a fine dining experience, which was nominated one of the best new restaurants in Australia, and it's right there as well, and the food is to die for, then please book there as well and you know, aim to spend quite a few hours because there's so much to do.
Nathan and Nick, thank you very much and congratulations on what is a spectacular event. Cannot wait to go. Thank you.
Thanks, Jade.
And coming up afterwards, we've got Dr. Derek. So if you've got any questions about your pets, now's the time to call in 8223 0000.